Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Today is Tuesday, July 7th, 2015. I'm Emily Kwong. We're listening to the German National Anthem in part to... Well, first, welcome Chris Washko to the studio. He'll be here to talk about a German exchange program that is launching at the University of Alaska Southeast. How are you doing today, Chris?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for coming back on the program. Now, you are the director of the...
Yeah, student success manager, yeah.
Student success manager. Yep. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I was looking all over my notes and it didn't pop up, but you are bringing this program to Sitka for the very first time. It's called CBYX, which stands for the Congress Bundestag Youth Exchange. Bundestag is the equivalent of
German
the Congress
Parliament.
In
yep.
Germany. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And this exchange is a fellowship that's funded by the German Bundestag and the U.S. Congress. So it's all grant funded through those legislative bodies, and it annually provides 75 Americans and 75 German young professionals the opportunity to spend 1 year in each other's countries. And we in Sitka are taking one of these German students for the very first time. Right. So I'm curious how you discovered CBYX.
Yeah, well, just 2 years ago, I was working at Prince William Sound Community College in Valdez, and it's one of these listserv things that come across your email inbox, and it was a promo about the program, and I just stopped, unlike what I usually do, I stopped and took the time to read it, and it made it look very easy. I mean, for an institution of higher ed to host one of these students. And so looking at what the program does, they provide them with a J-1 visa. They go through all the legwork with that. They fly them over. They give them an orientation in D.C. And then they pay half of their tuition. So they study half-time and they work half-time in hopefully something semi-related to their field. And so it just looked really great, and we did it for the first time. We brought the first student to Alaska, added to this program in Valdez. And then last year, KPC in
Kenai Peninsula College.
Yeah, they brought one as well. And so when I switched positions this past summer and moved down here to Sitka, I contacted them and just said, hey, can you send one to Sitka next year? And they said, yeah, we'll put you on the list. And so here we are looking for a host family.
Okay. And who is the German young professional? So he's already graduated.
Yeah.
Tell us
kind
a little
of,
bit about him.
Yeah. You know, so he's 20 years old. His name is Alexander, and he lives in Bavaria area. And he comes from a family with siblings. And basically, as he finishes his secondary school, they start right into some apprenticeship work, some training on the job type thing. So he's been working in ITU for 1 or 2 years, I think.
Okay.
And so as we send American students over there through this program, they're usually in college already. And so what we get back, the German students are starting to be professionals that are learning on the job training and sometimes take their coursework after. So what will happen is that he'll come over here, work half time and study half time.
So you're seeking out a half-time employment for Alexander as well.
That would be ideal.
What is your sales pitch?
My sales pitch with that is that he's a call him a young professional, but has had on-the-job training in IT. So I don't know the extent of it. I don't yet have his resume, but that definitely would be something we can get and provide. We help them get their Social Security card for the year that they're here. But like I said, they're a J-1 visa, so they can work in the community. And we're just looking for someone that could use half-time IT help. And we can come up with something on campus, definitely for employment. There's always IT needs on campus as well. But I think it would be more enriching for Alexander if he could get one more experience out in the American workforce, outside of the university setting, one more environment, I guess, to interact with people.
One of the more interesting and... One of the equally interesting components of this program also, in addition to the vocational opportunities, mm-hmm. is the chance to do homestay. So Alexander will live with a family in Sitka, you mentioned.
Yes. Yep.
And what are you looking for there?
We are looking, the program requires, well, essentially, they're coming over here, these students, to look at politics, society, and of course, culture, right, in America. So we are looking for him to be immersed, I guess, in a little more of American culture, which would include possibly American home life, American family life. He's coming from living at home with younger siblings. And so, you know, kids would be fine. He has no allergies, so animals would be fine. But what the program requires is that the participant be provided with a private bedroom and two meals a day. And that's it. And it might not be that everybody sits down, but that the groceries are somewhere in the house. The program pays $225 a month to help with the groceries, which I know isn't very much, but it's something. So essentially, the other meal and local transportation, entertainment, all those types of things are the financial responsibility of the participant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
The family can be, like I said, a single professional as well. It doesn't have to be a family. So anyone that's got space that, you know, wants to engage and host this young person would be fine.
Right. Or perhaps has a connection to Bavaria.
Oh, yeah. Germany. That'll be great. And I did reach out. There's a German-speaking group in town, and they seem excited to be able to connect Alexander as well as the folks that are arranging for the German high school exchange students. So we'll get him connected with these different German support groups in town, too.
What will Alexander's life be like here? Do you know a little bit? I see the English language version of the exchange, and it looks like, right, the students spend the first few weeks studying German before they get sent to their places of study mm-hmm. and internship and housing. And Alex will do the same. He'll go to Washington, D.C. Focus on English and become oriented to this country.
Yeah, and his TOEFL score is high enough, so the English really won't be an issue for him, but they'll be practicing and making sure that they speak, you know, like fluidly and conversationally, and they kind of connect with other participants there before they send them off. But they orient them, train them, talk about professionalism, talk about what it looks like in American higher education institutions, that type of thing. But when he gets here, what we asked for, they have the option to either go to school full-time one semester and then work full-time the other, but I've asked that we do half and half. I think it's a little more consistent for experience. And that means that he would be taking 6 credits or half-time, 2 classes, and working half-time as well. And generally, and he's already had experience in like student government. They're here, they have an interest in politics, obviously. So we hopefully can rope him into doing student government here on campus as
Great.
Well. Yep.
I ask in part because perhaps some of you listening are wondering how to get involved as the American being exchanged. We are not sending anyone from Sitka, you said.
We are. I don't think we're sending anyone from Alaska yet. So I don't know where their participants are coming from, but I'll have to ask that question next. Is if we have people interested from the American institutions, how do we get them on your list? Right now they've been looking for sites and we're really pumped to add Alaska. And Alexander specifically said, I would love to go study and work in Alaska. So that's why we're getting him.
Okay.
So we're kind of excited. But I'll have to ask that information.
Okay.
So it's definitely a two-way program. They just haven't asked me yet for participants.
But you're fostering that relationship with them.
Oh, yeah.
The program, it's funded through grants entirely, which is really interesting. All the way back in the 1960s, under the authority of the Fulbright-Hays Act, the U.S. State Department was given basically the permission to issue grants for this specific exchange. Mm-hmm. So it's been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering what your experience has been in your education with cultural exchanges. Did you do any study abroad?
You know, I wish that I would have studied abroad as a high school student. And then I went to a liberal arts small private school in Michigan, and I had a great education there. I had a lot of international friends who came over to study there. But I really regret not doing a full year or more abroad. And what I ended up doing right as I graduated, just because I knew I would regret it if I didn't, I took like a 1-month study abroad course to study lizards in Jamaica. And just the month, I mean, just how enriching that was to be immersed in culture and riding up into the hills at night, invited by people in little buses and street parties and walking through parks and getting down, you know, into the water and meeting people on the beach. Like that experience for 1 month was so enriching to me. I just can see the total value of going for a semester or a year or multiple places. That's something that we are really trying to actually make the Sitka community aware of for Sitka college-bound students, is that through UAS, there's exchange programs. There's national student exchange programs. They go anywhere else in the country for a semester to a year, and international exchange programs too, where they will pay in-state tuition to go study somewhere else. And it's just such an amazing deal and definitely a value that I hope we can start getting more students to take advantage of. So meanwhile, we're happy to receive on the other end as well, our CBYX participant.
You're the manager of the Student Success Center.
Yes.
What role does travel and cultural immersion play in a student's success?
Well, Oh, what? Okay, I would say definitely when we're teaching, we want our graduates to be globally minded citizens, right? We want them to have a wider perspective. We want them to be multiculturally competent, where they can walk into the workforce and walk into society and be productive and civil and understanding and have empathy and relate to one another and communicate effectively and professionally and think about things and their industry and their impact on a wider scale. And if they do go places for pleasure or for business or something, we want them to have the skills to interact. We want them to understand multiple perspectives, global perspectives. So basically, if they have the opportunity to get that experience, they should. Wow. That's what we want.
How can listeners contact you if they're interested in hosting, employing the CBYX student mm-hmm. who is coming to Sitka? And when is he coming?
Well, he'll be coming in the later part of August. Classes started on the 31st, I think. So we'd want him here for orientation. The 28th would be the latest he'd be here.
How can people contact you?
They should give me a call, and that'd be 747-7703.
Okay. And I see you also have an email. It's
I do. CMWashko, WASHKO, @uas.alaska.edu.
Chris Washko is the Student Success Center Manager. He is bringing the Congress Bundestag Youth Exchange to Sitka and one of their wonderful students. Thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you.